妹妹朋友们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters and friends.
我们先来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来感谢赞美你的名。
Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you thanks.
主，是你的恩典，你的怜悯，你召聚你的儿女，能够在每个周的这个时间，能够同心合意来敬拜你。
Oh Lord, it's your mercy and your grace.You have called upon all your children come every week on this day to worship you.
主，你告诉我们说，非圣洁不能见神的面。
You have told us that without being holy, no one can see faith, can see God.
主，我们过去都是没有圣洁，我们都是一帮真的是污秽的人。
We were not holy, but very filthy people.
但是主，因在你的恩典，你已经真的让我们在你的面前成为圣洁。
Because of your grace, you have made us clean, be holy before you.
主，我们若是在过去的时间有得罪主你的、得罪人的，主都求主你赦免我们，求主你真的赐我们悔改的心。
Oh Lord, if in the past we have sinned against you or against others, may you forgive us.So that we may repent and before you.
主，让我们心情守节来到你的面前来敬拜你。
So we come to you and worship you.
谢谢主。
Thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们每一个基督徒如果常常读圣经，我们会发现，那么圣经上讲到很多的山。
If we often read the Bible, we will discover there are many mountains mentioned in the Bible.
但是有一座山呢，它是非常特别。
There's one that's very special.
那么这就是橄榄山。
That's the Mount Olives.
那么橄榄山呢，就是它有一个特别的意义。
There's a special meaning of the Mount Olives.
那么首先因为它紧靠耶路撒冷。
It's very close to Jerusalem.
那么在那里发生过两件大事情。
There are two major events happened there.
那么一件就是主耶稣在橄榄山，就是我们现在十三章的讲，耶稣基督橄榄山的讲道。
One is the discourse on Mount Olives by Jesus.
那么二件事情就是主耶稣从死里复活后，那么四十天之久，他向五百多个门徒显现。
So the other thing is after our Lord Jesus resurrected.He was on the earth for 40 days and appeared to 400 people.
那么这在哥林多前书十五章，大家可以去看。
This is recorded in the First Corinthians chapter 15.
那么最后主耶稣他是从橄榄山升天。
So at the end, he ascended on the mountain Olives.
那么这在路加福音二十四章，还有使徒行传的第一章。
So it is recorded in the Luke 24.
那么还有一件最重要的事也会将来在橄榄山发生。
There's another thing will happen in the future of major event.
那就是主耶稣第二次再来的时候，他会降临到橄榄山上。
So is the Lord's second coming will be also on the Mount of Olives.
那么在旧约的先知书撒加利亚书十四章四节，他有这样的预言。他说：“那日。”他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上，这山必从中间分裂，自东自西成为极大的谷，山的一半向北挪移，一半向南挪移。
So it was prophesied in Zechariah chapter 14 verse 4 On that day his feet shall stand on the Mount of Olives that lies before Jerusalem on the eastAnd the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west by a very wide valley, so that one half of the mountain shall move northward and the other move southward.
那么在橄榄山讲道中，那么主耶稣基督呢，首先预言了圣殿会在不久的将来彻底毁灭。
So during this discourse on Mount Olives, Jesus prophesied that the temple.Will be destroyed in the future.
主耶稣虽然只是说圣殿会毁灭，
even though he said that temple will be destroyed.
然而在门徒的眼里，那么圣殿的毁灭也就预示着世界末日的到来。
So in the disciples' mind, when the temple is destroyed, it also means the end of the world.
那么也就是说，门徒以为呢，圣殿的毁灭可能就是在这个，也就是世界末了即将来临的前兆。
So the disciples think when the temple is destroyed, that would be the omen that's showing the world is ending.
所以呢，当主耶稣告诉他们圣殿的毁灭的时候，门徒不但问了圣殿毁灭的前兆，也问了说世界末了有什么前兆。
So when Jesus told them that the temple would be destroyed, not only they want to know what were the signs of the temple to be destroyed, they also want to know what would be the signs of the destruction of the world.
那么在马可福音的十三章四节，那么他是这样记录的，他说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事，这一切事将成的时候有什么预兆呢？
So in Mark 13:4, it says this,Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?
但是在马太福音二十四章三章，他也记录这些世界发生的一些事情。这里面呢，门徒问主耶稣说：“请告诉我们什么时候有这些事？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆呢？”
It also on Matthew.24:3, it says, As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?
所以根据门徒的问题呢，主耶稣给他们了个明确的答案。
So because of those questions, so Jesus gave them some clear answers.
那么圣殿的毁灭和世界的末了，它不会同时到来。
So the end of the age will not happen the same time as the destruction of the temple.
那么圣殿的毁灭和世界的末了，它都各有各的预兆。
So each one of them have their own omens.
那么上个星期的讲到了，我们讲到了圣殿毁灭前的预兆。
So last week,The sermon was talking about the signs before the destruction of the temple.
所以我们今天在一起看到就世界末了有什么预兆。
So today we're going to look what the omens will be before the coming, second coming of Jesus.
那么通过今天的信息呢，我们应该明白。
So we should understand through today's message.
那么神的子民呢，当随时准备面对耶稣基督他的到来。
So as children of God, we should be prepared any time to meet Jesus coming.
那么我们想从三个方面来分享。
So we're going to look at this from three different perspectives.
那么第一就是主耶稣要来召聚他的子民。
So the first, the Lord Jesus will come again to gather his people.
那么另一方面我们要分享，那么主耶稣他再来的日子近了。
The second, we know that the day when the Lord Jesus comes again is near.
那么最后我们要知道主耶稣再来的日子没有人知道。
So the next is the day when the Lord Jesus comes again is unknowable.
我们先看第一点，主耶稣再来要召聚他的子民，这是在24章到27节。
So we see the first, Jesus will come and gather his people.Recorded on verse 24-27.
那我们先来看24节到25节。
We'll read 24 and 25.
这里他说，在那些日子，那灾难之后，日头要变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天势都要震动。
But in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened.And the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken.
那么这里主耶稣明确地告诉他的门徒，当他再来的时候呢，会发生一系列的宇宙性的现象。
So this tells his disciples, before he comes, there will be some cosmetic changes in the cosmos.
那么上次我们讲到主耶稣，那么讲到圣殿被毁灭前要发生什么？
last time we talked about what's going to happen before the temple was destructed.
那么根据上下文，我们看到这里的那些日子，就是指圣殿毁灭前出现的各种预兆的那些日子。
So according to the context, we think the things happens will be after the destruction of the temple.
那么那灾难这个里面，那灾难也就是说是圣殿和圣城毁灭的那场灾难。
So where will be the temple be destroyed?
那么这里面他讲到日头要变黑了，月亮也不放光，那么众星要从天上坠落，天势都要震动。等等这些事件，那么的出现呢，就是主耶稣基督要再来的这个前兆。
So here it says that the sun will be darkened, the moon will not shine, and the star will fall, the earth will shake.
那么也就是说，世界末了的预兆。
That is the omen of the end of the ages.
那么这些宇宙性的事件呢，在这个圣殿和圣城毁灭以后，某个时刻。
So this is going to happen sometime after the temple was destructed.
但是它不一定是在那场灾难之后马上发生。
But does not mean it will happen right afterwards.
那么这和圣经的其他地方关于世界的末了的预言是完全一致的。
So this is consistent with the Bible somewhere else mentioned the end of the ages.
那么在以赛亚书34章4节，他这样预言了世界的末了。他说，天上的万象都要消没，天被卷起，好像书卷，其上的万象要残败，像葡萄树的叶子残败，又像无花果树的叶子残败一样。
So in Isaiah 34 verse 4, it says, All the host of heaven shall rot away, and the skies roll up like a scroll. All their host shall fall, as leaves fall from the vine, like leaves falling from the fig tree.
那么在新约中的帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十六节后前半部分也有这样的这个圣经的启示，他说：“因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。”
So, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, the first half, it says, "For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God."
那么这里二十六节他说，那时他们要看见人子有大能力、大荣耀驾云降临。
So back to Mark 26:13-26, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory.
那么这里他明确告诉了我们，耶稣基督他再来的时候，那么是一个什么样的情景？
So here it tells us what's going to happen before Jesus comes again.
所以他告诉我们，这将是一场一个全世界的人都会经历的一个事件。
So this is the thing that all the people will experience.
那么在马太福音二十四章三十节，他这样讲：他说，那时人子的兆头要显在天上，天上的万族都要这个哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀。驾着天上的云降临。
Where is this?
马太福音二十四章三十节。
二十四章
三十节。
It says that then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory.
那么这和主耶稣升天后天使告诉门徒的话是完全一样的。
So this is exactly what the angel told the people after Jesus' ascension.
那我们还是在这个使徒行传一章九到十一节，那么这样说，他说了这话，他们正看的时候，他就被取上升，有一队云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。 当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人穿着白衣站在旁边，说：加利利人哪，你们为什么望着站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们借他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
So in Acts chapter 1 verse 9 to 11, and when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes, and said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven.
所以圣经中呢，那么这里我们看到呢，使徒行传，那么给我们的启示跟耶稣基督亲自告诉他怎么样来是完全一致的。他将来，他要驾云，他云把他接走，他将来也要驾云来降临。
So here it was consistent with what Jesus said about him coming again. He was taken away in the cloud, and he will come again in the cloud.
那我们看27节，他这儿说，他要差遣天使，把他的选民从四方，从地极直到天边，都招聚了来。
So, Mark 13:27, and then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven.
那么这里告诉我们了主耶稣基督第二次再来他的目的。
So here tell us the purpose of why Jesus is coming again.
他的目的就是要差遣天使，那么去各处来招聚他的选民。
So the purpose is to send the angels to collect all his elect from all over.
那么在旧约中先知书里面也有类似的这样的预言。
So there's such prophecy in the Old Testament as well.
那么在以赛亚书43章第五节到第七节，那么他这样讲，他说：“不要害怕，因为我与你同在。我必领你的后裔从东方来，又从西方招聚你。我要对北方说交出来，对南方说不要拘留，将我的众子从远方带来，将我的众女从地极领回。就是凡称为我名下的人，就是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成所造作的。”
So Isaiah 43 verses 5-7.Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east and from the west. I will gather you. I will say to the north, Give up, and to the south, Do not withhold. Bring my sons from afar, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed.And made.
那么这里主耶稣告诉他的门徒，也告诉我们，当他再来的时候，他要从世界的各个角落来招聚他的子民。
So here tell us, Jesus, before he comes, he's going to call for all his elect from all over the world.
那么主耶稣这里面用从四方，从地极直到天边。
So from all corners, from the end of the earth to the end of the heaven.
那么主耶稣这样讲，他是描述了，是为了强调，当他第二次再来招聚他的选民时，不会有任何一个真正信徒会被遗忘或者有失落的可能。
So this is where Jesus emphasizes when he comes again, all his disciples, none of them will be lost.
所以也就是所有专心爱主听了他的话愿意去行的人都会被召聚。
So for all those who love the Lord and listen to him and obey his words will be collected.
那么在永恒中会与他永远同在，敬拜他，享受那永远的福乐。
So they will be with him in eternity and worship with him and enjoy all his blessings.
那么他这里同时其实也是在安慰每一个他的门徒，包括我们。
He is actually comforting all his disciples, including us.
那么尽管我们在这个世界上会经历社会动荡，也会经历各样的自然灾害，或者各种的逼迫，或者家人，或者是个人，或者家庭的这个艰难。
So even though in this world we'll experience all the changes in the governments and the, all the calamity of catastrophe and all the suffering of family members.
那么我们要靠主的力量和信心，那么我们就能够胜过我们的担心和我们的害怕。
So we can overcome our fear and our worry if we depend on the words of the Lord.
因为我们真的知道，总有一日主必会来召聚我们。
Because we know that one day the Lord will come again to call for us.
那么他必会拿走我们的担心害怕。
He will take away all our fears and all our troubles.
那么必会擦去我们的眼泪。
He will wipe off all our tears.
必会跟我们在永恒中永远同在。
He will be with us in eternity.
我们再看第二，那么第二方面，我们要看主耶稣再来的日子，他确实是近了。
So the second is the days when his coming is near.
那么在二十八节到二十九节，他这样讲，我们先看这两节。你们可以从无花果树学个比喻，当树枝发嫩长芽的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。这样，你们几时看见这些事成就，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。
Verse 28-29. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches becomes tender, and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates.
那么主耶稣呢，用无花果树这个长芽、长叶、长芽、发嫩长芽，预示着夏天的到来来做比喻。
So Jesus used the parable of the fig tree when its leaves are turning, when it's become tender, signifies the summer is coming.
那么他是在告诉门徒，如果主耶稣前面所预言的这些事件正在一届一届的应验。
So he's telling the disciples that if the things he has prophesied, everything happens.
预示着他来的日子越来越近了。
So it signifies his coming is near.
那么主耶稣这里也让他的门徒知道。
He also wants his disciples to know.
那么圣殿和这个圣城的毁灭并不会和世界的末了同时发生。
So the destruction of the temple and the destruction of the ages will not happen simultaneously.
那么这是两个世界，时间期间会有间隔，但是我们不知道这个间隔有多长。
These are two events. There will be an interval. We don't know how long that interval is going to be.
但是我们现在知道的是，耶路撒冷和圣殿的毁灭早已在主后七十年发生。
We know that now.The temple in Jerusalem was destroyed in AD 70.
那么到现在呢，两千多年，两千年差不多又过去了。
So it's almost 2,000 years gone by.
那么也许有人会说，日头变黑，月亮无光，那么众星坠落和天势震动这样的现象还没有出现呢。
Some will say that when we say the sun will be darkened, the moon will not shine, and the earth will be shaken, has not happened yet.
那么主耶稣他还不会很快到来，可能。
So Jesus will not be coming very soon.
然而我们必须知道，当这些宇宙性的世界出现时，就是主耶稣基督再来的时候。
But we need to know all those cosmic changes means that's the coming of Jesus.
也就是世界的末了。
It is the end of the ages.
那么我们要常常告诫自己。
Which we should often warn ourselves.
我们也要劝勉我们的弟兄姐妹朋友们。
We need to encourage our brothers, sisters, and friends.
那么主来的日子确实是近了。
The Lord's coming is indeed near.
就在门口了。
It's just at the gates.
他随时都会再来。
He will come anytime.
那我们再看三十到三十一节。他这说，我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
Verse 30-31 Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away.
那么主耶稣这里嘛，再次和门徒强调他的预言的必然应验，他的 准确性。
So he is once again emphasizing his prophecy, the certainty of his prophecy.
因为他不但是我们的救主，他也是创造宇宙万物、掌管一切的神。
Because he's not only our Lord, he is also the creator of the universe who reigns the universe.
那么这里的三十节中的这个这世代和这个里面的这些事，他在这个教会中，那么他有两种的解释。
So there are two different kinds of interpretation of this generation and all these things.
那么一种观点认为这里面这个这世代是指主耶稣时代，主耶稣基督的那个时代。
So some interpreted this generation as a generation of the time of Jesus on the earth.
所以他们为了有这种观点的人了，为了保持前后的一致，他们认为三十节中的这些事就是指圣殿和圣城毁灭前的世界。
So to be consistent with the definition of this generation.So these things means the destruction of the temple.
那么另一种观点认为，这世代就是指这个世界存在的时间。这个世界存在的时间。
So some interpret this generation means when this earth is existing.
那么这些事就是指主耶稣预言在他来之前所发生的所有事件。
These things means all the things Jesus prophesied will happen before he comes again.
那么我个人呢是倾向于第二种观点。
I personally believe the second point.
那么这个世代和宇宙，也就是时间和空间，不会永远存在下去。
So this generation or this universe will not exist forever.
那么它总会有结束的一天。
There will be a day it will all end.
但是主的话语它是永远的，是永不改变的。
But God's words will never change.
因为在路加福音十一章二十九节前半部分，那么他有那主耶稣呢有这样的一段讲话，在路加福音十一章二十九节前半部分
，Luke 11:29.
那么他这儿说，当众人聚集的时候。耶稣开讲说，这世代是一个邪恶的世代。
That's the first half of verse 29. When the crowds were increasing, he began to say, this generation is an evil generation.
所以呢，同样的两个词，用耶稣就在那儿讲的，还在这儿，我认为是一个意思，就是指的这个悖谬的世代。
So this consistent with this generation,means this is the evil generation.
也可以说就是指我们所生活的这个堕落的世界。
So it is the depraved world that we live in.
那么我们知道了主耶稣基督他再来的日子近了，那么一定有人会问，那么我们能不能知道主耶稣确切什么时候会再来？
We know that Jesus coming is near, but somebody may ask, can we get a precise time?
那么在下面的经文里面，他就告诉我们，主耶稣再来的日子是没有人知道的。
So the next we want to study is that the time of Jesus coming again is unknowable.
那么在三十二到三十七节
，That's verse 32 to 37.
我们看三十二节，但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯有父知道。
Verse 32.But concerning the day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father.
那么主耶稣记里面首先告诉门徒，不管是人还是天使，甚至是子，都不知道他什么时候再来。
So Jesus telling us, it doesn't matter, even a man or angels or even the Son does not know what the time will be.
那我们知道主耶稣呢，他是完全的神，也是完全的人。
We know that Jesus is 100% man and 100% God.
他应该是无所不能、无所不知的。
So he is omnipotent and omniscient.
然而这里说，主耶稣说，他也不知道自己什么时候再来。
But here it says he does not know when the time will be.
所以呢，有一些异端或者不信的人，就从这一节经文中来做证据，来攻击说耶稣基督他耶稣就是一个人，而否定主耶稣是神的他的神性。
So some of the heresies or unbelievers use this verse to deny the deity of Jesus.
其实这很像主耶稣基督在十字架上的时候，那么周围那些人耻笑他时候所讲的话。
This is just like what happened to Jesus when he was on the cross, what the people said about him.
那么在路加福音二十三章三十五节，路加福音二十三章三十五节后半部分，他们这些耻笑耶稣的人这样讲，他说他救了别人，他若是基督，神所拣选的，可以救自己吧。
So in Luke 23:30-35, the second half, that he saved the others, let him save himself.
所以这些不信的人，他们耻笑耶稣基督，认为他被钉十字架，他是他自己的软弱，是他自己的无能，他救不了他自己。
So those unbelievers think Jesus died on the cross because of his weakness and he cannot save himself.
但是作为神的儿女，我们要知道。
But as children of God, we need to know.
那么这里主耶稣并不是说他有所不知或者有所不能做的。
This doesn't mean there's something he cannot do or there's something he does not know.
那么这是他谦卑和舍己的显照。
So this just shows his humility and his self-sacrificing.
那么作为独一的真神的第二位格，
It's the second person of the triune God.
那么圣子呢，愿意完全顺服圣父。
So the Son are willing to be obedient to the Father.
完全愿意遵行他的命令。
And completely obey his commands.
那么圣父差遣圣子道成肉身到世界上来完成他的救赎计划，他就来了。
So the God, the Father sent him to come to the world to complete the redemption, and he came.
是他为我们这些罪人死在十字架上。
So he died for us, the sinners, on the cross.
而三日后复活呢，直到现在坐在父神的右边。
So died and resurrected after 3 days, and ascended and sent at the right hand side of God.
同样，什么时候父神差遣他到世上招聚他的选民，审判这个世界，他就再来。
So similarly, he will come when the time is sent to judge the world and to call for all his children.
所以呢，主耶稣基督在约翰福音十二章四十九节，他这样讲。
So in John
十二章四十九节
12:49,
他说：“因为我没有凭着自己讲，唯有差我来的父已经给我命令，叫我说什么讲什么。
For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me.”Has himself given me a commandment that what to say and what to speak.
所以这里告诉我们，主耶稣基督虽然他是全知全能的神，但是他为了顺服父神，他愿意卑微自己。
So even though Jesus is omnipotent and omniscient, but because he wanted to be completely obedient to God, he will yield himself.
其实也都是为了我们的好处。
Is also for our benefit.
那么主耶稣呢，在三十三节这里面嘱咐他的门徒。
So in verse 33,
那么因为他们不知道他什么时候再来，那么所以他们就要常常来警醒，来祷告。
Because they would not know when he's going to come, therefore they need to be on guard and keep awake and pray.
其实这些对我们来说也是真的是很合理的，就是如果我们知道耶稣基督说，哎，他下个星期来，或者他哪年哪月来，那我们不会是这个，我们就不会，我们肯定就不会常常的来，就是守神所教导我们的了。
So it seems to make sense to us if we know when he is coming, maybe we would not always listen to him.
这也是有时候我们给人传福音，好多人说啊，我现在还没时间，我现在等我退休了，或者等我什么时候我再信耶稣。
So this may be just like when you are trying to share the gospel with people. They say, "Now I'm busy. I don't have time."
那么这一节是告诉我们，人不，我们不知道明天会发生什么。
He just tell us we do not know what's going to happen tomorrow.
我们只知道呢，人的生命真的完全在神的手中。
We only know that all our lives are in the hands of God.
那么主耶稣在这里也进一步强调警醒祷告、等候他再来的重要性。
Here it also emphasizes the importance to be on guard and stay awake.
那么在这个34节到37节，主耶稣也是用了一个比喻。
So in verse 34 to 37, there's another parable.
他这里面讲一个主人为他的仆人布置完工作离开了。
So he tells you, if a master who left,
那么让他的仆人呢来警醒做工
，tell his servants to be diligent at working.
那么因为他们不知道他什么时候来，所以他们就应该常常的警醒。
Because they don't know when the master is coming back, so they have to stay awake and be on guard.
就是为主人任何时候可能的到来做好预备。
So they should be prepared whenever the master comes back.
那么这里面他特别的主耶稣在我们看到这儿强调的就是他特别嘱咐那个看门的人也要特别的警醒。
Here he also talked to the one who is a guard, the gatekeeper to be on alert.
那么这也是让我们学习到我们教会中呢，那么做牧师的、做这个长老的、做执事的带领者，或者我们在家中做丈夫的。
So this also reminds us in the church, whether you are the pastor, you are the deacons, and your husbands of fathers of the family.
我们更有责任来为教会、为我们自己的家庭来守望祷告。
So we also have the responsibility to be on guard and pray for our family.
来带领我们的教会、带领我们的家庭能够行在主的正道上。
So to lead our church.Lead all the families to walk on the right path.
那么今天的信息中呢，主耶稣那么在橄榄山上呢，继续教训他的门徒们。
So today the message tells us Jesus continued to teach his disciples on Mount Olives.
那么告诉他们一些他再来的一些预兆。
Gave them the omen of when he may come again.
那么同时也让他们知道他降临的日子实在是近了。
So it also tells us that his coming is near.
那么所有他的门徒要常常的警醒。
So all his disciples ought to be on guard.
不要入了迷惑。
Do not be falling into temptation.
因为他们不知道他什么时候会再来。
They would not know when he's going to come again.
所以要他们要随时做好准备来面对他的降临。
So they should be always be prepared facing his coming.
那么通过今天的信息呢，我们应该有思考下面这些问题。
So through the message, we should consider the following things.
那么首先呢，对所有信耶稣是神的儿子，承认自己是个罪人，已经接受耶稣基督作为自己救主的人。
So for those who know they are sinners, they confess and they accept Jesus as their personal savior.
那么我们不要入了迷惑。
So we should not fall into any confusion.
那我们要常常来到主的面前来自我审查。
We should often come before the Lord and examine ourselves.
我们要常常的警醒祷告。
We should be on guard and pray.
那么看我们自己的行事为人是不是与我们蒙召的恩相称。
To see if our deeds are worthy of our being redeemed and blessed.
我们也要常常问自己，我有没有认真地对待神的话语？
So have I ever fell short of God's words?
我是否真正地敬畏神？
Do I really have a reverent heart toward God?
那么我的心专注在这个世界，还是专注在耶稣基督？
So does my heart focus on the world or on Jesus?
弟兄姐妹们，主耶稣已经确切地告诉了我们。
So, brothers and sisters, Jesus has told us clearly.
他随时都会第二次再来。
He's coming again, anytime.
他这次来不再是为了拯救。
This time, he's not come to rescue.
那是为了来审判。
He's coming to judge.
如果主耶稣基督今天降临，我们准备好了吗？
If he comes today, are we ready?
那么还有对那些还没有信耶稣是神的儿子，还没有认识到自己是个罪人的人。
For those who does not believe, not yet believe Jesus is Son of God, and have not considered themselves as sinners.
那么这里呢，我也请问您几下几个问题。
So I would like to ask you the following questions.
您人生的目的是什么
？What's your purpose in life?
您心中有没有常常有平安
？Do you have a peace in your heart?
如果您离开这个世界，您知道你自己会去哪里吗
？Do you know where you're going to go once you leave this world?
那么圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us,
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
All have sinned again, fall short of God's glory.
那么圣经也说
，The Bible also says,
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So God so loved the world, giving His only begotten Son, so whoever believes shall not perish but have eternal life.
而耶稣基督他的救恩已经临到，那么不信他的就是本身就是罪。
So the salvation is on us. Whoever do not believe in Him will be committing a sin.
那么没有人能保证还有明天。
No one can guarantee there is tomorrow.
没有人知道主耶稣什么时候降临。
Nobody knows when Jesus will come again.
但是圣经告诉我们他来的日子近了。
But the Bible tells us His coming is near.
他到今天还没有降临。
He's not here yet today.
那么是在等候那些愿意认罪悔改接受他成为自己救主的人。
He's willing to wait for those who are willing to confess and repent and accept His salvation.
他也是让我们这些已经信靠他的人让我们的生命更加的来成熟更加的来完成他交托我们的工作。
He also wants those of us who believe in Him so that we can be more mature and do more work for Him.
那么耶稣基督他也，那么圣经中也告诉我们说，主耶稣神呢，他不愿一个罪人沉沦，他愿万人悔改归向他。
So the Bible also tells that God would not want anyone to lose, but all to be saved.
如果你过去没有相信耶稣。
If you have not believed in Jesus yet,
你也没有接受他成为你的救主。
You have not received Him as your Savior.
如果你听了福音，
If you have heard the gospel,
如果你真的知道自己是一个罪人，
If you truly know that you are a sinner,
你愿意相信他吗？
Are you willing to believe in Him?
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来感谢你。
Father, we come before you and give you thanks.
主，谢谢你透过圣经告诉我们一切关于主你的真理。
We thank you, Lord. Through the Bible, you told us all the truth.
特别是透过今天的信息，你也告诉我们每一个人。
Especially today, in your message, you told all of us.
让我们真的是知道主耶稣，你随时都会到来。
So that we know you are coming anytime.
主，你让我们真的每一个人做好你再来的准备。
You want us to be prepared for your coming again.
要让我们在你再来的时候不至于迷惑。
So that we may not be lost when you come again.
让我们能够在你再来的时候能够来面对主，能够高高兴兴的来迎接你。
So that we may face you and receive you gladly.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.